I've been working with entrepreneurs who are seriously working their ass off, working from early in the morning till late at night, and they don't stop, and they want to make the money, and they feel like that if you don't work all the time, you're not going to create the business or the revenue that you want. You got into this entrepreneur thing because you want to create financial freedom, but you also want to create life freedom. I get it. You need to go to cashflowtoceo.com. I teach simple and proven strategies that work. How to create a rock solid client attraction formula that brings in quality leads. How to provide value the smart way so you can turn cold leads into paying clients faster. I help you learn what kind of value you need to give. How to price your products. How to be confident in selling your products. If this sounds like something that can help you, go to cashflowtoceo.com or click the link in the show notes. I'll see you there.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world.
Hello.
It is afternoon in the east, which is the only time zone that matters. It's 12:18 in New York City.
Yeah, I hope people can hear us because I realized I tested everything except the Facebook part. So,
if you guys can hear, can you just say, "Hey, I got it"?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, put a little note in there that says, "Hey, I got it."
Can you hear us? Brian Kelm is giving us this thumbs up. I love it.
Okay, cool. All right, good. Hey, Brian, how are you? No, not that soft. Louder.
What? What do you mean?
You just turned the volume down.
No, I didn't turn your volume down. Don't worry. I turned it so it wasn't going to echo. Don't worry. It's all good.
Okay. So, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. The topic of today is vacation motivation.
But before we get started, for those of you joining us for the first time, this is Sell or Die.
It is Motivation Monday. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote The Little Red Book of Selling and The Sales Manifesto. And I'm joined by...
I'm Jen Gleckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute.
And today is a beautiful day in...
Can you guys see the sun like behind us through the reflection?
It's not one of those curtains where you pull it down. We're in Wild Dunes, South Carolina, which is right near... Charleston, South Carolina, which is right near, I think, nothing.
You know what? It's like heaven on earth. It's a paradise.
It's very nice.
I freaking love it here. Yeah.
The dogs are here. Gabrielle is here. It's like a really nice, nice time. In fact, Gabrielle helped set the studio up today.
Yeah, she set up our mics and all of our recording gear. I'm going to behind the scenes it on Instagram after this. But it was really cool because we couldn't figure out why the headphones weren't working. And I'll just say this. It helps when you plug in all the wires.
Yeah. And Jen almost got taken out by one of the wires.
I did?
And was
going I hit myself in the face on accident. All right.
I literally thought we were going to have to file for workers' compensation.
Not only are we here, but we have some amazing people joining us. So I want to make sure we give you guys a shout out. Roger, Brian, Vic, Glenn, Keen from the Philippines. Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Cool.
Oh, my God. Farad. How is getting shit done revealed?
Amy,
what's going on? Roger, he says you're glowing. You are glowing.
Yeah, I must have a suntan.
Not us here. Robert, this is so freaking awesome. Hey, guys.
No, they have suntan lights at Target. And I was walking around Target yesterday and I caught some rays.
They have suntan lights.
No. Okay, so when you're on vacation, Jen... Jen, and by the way, we're at the beach because of Jennifer. I'll just be honest about it. I would have gone someplace else. It was my first desire to go to the mountains because Asheville is only a couple of hours away and this place is 4 hours away. And
yeah, but you just sit in the car and hang out while I drive.
Got it, but I have to front seat drive. So it's not like I'm there by myself and just like, you know, doing it. But there was no traffic. I mean, it was very seamless. Is very nice.
We stopped about an hour in to charge up the car.
Yeah,
perfect.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. Hi, Carl. What's up?
So the challenge for you is: what do you do when you go on vacation? Because if you've read Truthful Living by the Napoleon Hill book that I created from Napoleon Hill's first writings, he talks about the fact that when you're on vacation, it's the perfect time to get new ideas and to determine new outcomes, because your mind is clear. And when your mind is clear and not in rest mode, that's a big one. Your mind is not in resting mode. Your brain is fully functioning. It's working. And now it's up to you to be able to take advantage of that. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
So let's talk about the difference, because there's a big distinction there between mind being clear and not being in rest mode. Can you elaborate? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. When you wake up in the morning, you're thinking about, what are you going to do today? Now, I have to put a caveat here. I don't drink when I go on vacation. A lot of people just stay drunk the whole damn time.
Well, in Paris, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, but it's a glass of wine. It's not that big of a deal. Here, I violated my diet last night. I had beef.
Yeah, that was a big one. It wasn't even worth it. It wasn't that good.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what are you doing that makes sense for you when you get home? Everything all right, Jen?
My watch, makes all these noises all the time. Sorry, it's off now.
Fucking Siri's gotta come on and go, Jen. So, Jen, what's up?
Jen, I can't help you with that.
Right.
She says that all the time. Like, I didn't want your help. Go away.
How many of you have ever gotten a Siri proactive response? Like, you didn't ask the bitch for anything. She just came on there and told you which end is up.
Oh, man. So, Brian is asking... Brian is asking if we can get him that weekend at Gittimer's investment info. Yes, I have a list of you and the other people who have told me that you just DM'd me your email address. And we have you on a list if you're interested in having the weekend here at our house. Well, not here, because we're actually at the beach, but at our house in Charlotte. Gabrielle's, one of her summer intern projects, has been creating the page where you're going to be able to get a little bit more info and check out.
Cool.
So yeah, she'll be done with it this week, and because she's here every other week, and when she's done, we'll be sending that to you.
But I must tell you that it's going to include my library and what it means to me, and you'll be able to peruse it literally at will. It will be presentation skills, which I think are the most lacking part of any salesperson or even speaker. It will be about your content and your personal message and how you convey it and strategies that you can use to convey it. It will be in our studio, and you'll be able to have studio camera time and be able to review that so that I can objectively, subjectively give you feedback about your presence. And it will be about podcast. So you can actually you'll have a guest spot on the podcast. And you'll be able to leave if you decide that you want to have your own podcast. We'll show you how that's done. But you will at least leave where you are the guest on our podcast or the host on our podcast. And you can decide which way that's going to fly. But it'll be pretty intense. I'm feeding you. You're housing your damn self.
The cool thing is, so we're launching something right now. About to, that I don't know if we can't. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but... maybe talk about let's give them a sneak peek. What do you think?
Okay, sure.
All right, you guys, this is sort of crazy, cool, amazing. Jeffrey went back and analyzed his last 40 years of selling. That's a long time. That's older than I am.
A lot of sales.
And
but let me share with you, I analyzed the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
I analyzed the $1 million sales that I made in Manhattan. And for those of you who have never cold called anybody in Manhattan, fuck you is a greeting. And everybody wants a bribe. Or they want some kind of deal, or they have a brother or a brother-in-law or an Aunt Nellie or an Uncle John or a goldfish or somebody that has a better connection than I do. And in the face of all of that, I still was able to make $1 million sales for one reason. That cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
And so he's releasing a program. It's a virtual seminar series. A lot of you who couldn't come to our events that were going to be live asked, where's the online stuff? And so he is releasing this information in a 3-part virtual seminar series that we're going to be emailing you guys about today. So if you're not on his email list or you want to make sure you get the information, just DM me or pop your email down there, and we'll get it out to you for sure. So it's either going out today or tomorrow, but it's so freaking good. Like, I can't even explain to you how good this formula is.
Yeah, it's so interesting that I've studied sales. I've written about sales. I've studied sales for more than 40 years. I have written about sales for more than 25 years. I'm about to finish my 16th book, which will be titled Get Shit Done. It's all about productivity, procrastination, and profit, or profitability.
That's a lot of pee popping in the mic.
Exactly. But more importantly, I came across this by just going back and reviewing how did I make it. By the way, when you sign up for our event, you get the five best sales I've ever made.
Yes.
And you get the how. And in the how, you'll see how I created this element that made all of these sales possible. It involves preparation, but it involves targeted preparation and specific preparation in order to be able to make the sale, and it involves balls.
Okay, so here's the deal, you guys. I know you're like, well, what is it? Tell me. If you want the secret formula that Jeffrey is talking about, it's going to be a paid program, three virtual seminars, coaching calls. It's
pretty cool.
It's really good. Just write in there secret formula so we can make sure to notify you about
it. We'll get all of
this. Because it's going to come out in the next, like, 24 hours. But here's the deal.
Oh, Eric Bamazon. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Eric. The word is that Jeffrey cooks great bacon. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I can't say he cooks it, per se.
No,
but
I might.
He makes great bacon.
I just made pancakes this morning. By the way, we did not bring our cooktop down to Wild Dunes.
We had to leave some things at home.
Right, because trunk space is limited. So I went to Target last night and bought one of those new ceramic top
griddles.
And I have a recommendation, a one-word recommendation. Don't. Continue to use Teflon, and I'm taking my griddle back to, and I found the receipt, by the way.
Oh, good.
I'm taking the griddle back to Target and buying something $10 cheaper.
I love 9:45 p.m. at night Target runs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's go back to this vacation mode thing.
Yeah.
Because I want to help our diehards figure out, how do you get vacation brain when you're in a good way? Not like, vacation brain. How do you get, like, good vacation brain in the flow state when you're not on vacation? Because don't we want this relaxed kind of mind, this clear state, this clear vision all the time? Like, why should we only have it the 2 weeks a year? If you're like me, I have to go away more. But the couple weeks a year when you're looking at the beach or the water or the mountains or whatever. So let's talk about some of the ways that you can get vacation brain, which I've now recoined as a good thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
I will tell you that we are very blessed, and we go to Paris a lot, and we'll go for 2 weeks at a time. Honestly, it takes me 1 week to slow down, to just gain my peace so that I can begin to create. Now, I'll go to a park with my laptop, trying not to get a bird to shit on me, but I've had it happen once.
It's happened to me, too, in Paris.
Yeah, but this is the big challenge. Can you relax enough to be open enough to create these new thoughts and new ideas that you can put into motion when you get back?
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can if that's the spirit that you leave in, and that you take all the crap that's on your mind before you go and you write it down so you don't have to think about it. Because the more you worry about what you have to do when you get back, the less you're going to be able to clear your mind enough to be able to concentrate on new ideas. And when you write it down, you never have to forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
You never forget something that's in a Word doc.
Yeah, but I think there's this importance now, you know, the new, like, trend is, like, everyone's talking about self-care. Ooh, self-care. But, like, in reality, you need daily self-care. And there's a reason why everyone's talking about it. We're in such a fast-paced world that people forget or put themselves second or last or whatever. And I wonder, like, what do you do? Do you remember to actually take care of yourself? Like, I post on my stories on Instagram about going to the float tank or going to do hot yoga in 110 degrees of heat for 45 minutes and sweating everything possible out of me. you know, or my tennis or whatever. But like all of these things for me are a way to release all of the stress and anxiety so that I can perform at my best. And it's not just like perform at best for sales, but don't you want to perform at best for your family, for your, for everything in life, not just for selling? And so you need to figure out your way, because everyone's different, right? Like you may be like, float tank, I'm not going into a pod and closing myself in a tank of water that's filled with salt for an hour.
Correct.
So you may be like, that's freaking nuts.
Right.
Okay.
With no pepper. I mean, come on.
It's BYOP.
I want to sneeze.
It's BYOP. No, but here's the deal. Like, you may think that's nuts or that's not for you, but what is for you? And I want you to think about this week. Look at your schedule, and I guarantee you're scheduling in so many things for other people. How you're going to make sales, what appointments you're going to have, when you have to pick up your dry cleaning if you don't get delivery yet. You know, like all the
other
things.
Other dumb shit you got to do that takes your time away. But here's the deal. Make your list ahead of your vacation. You're going away for a week. You're going away for 2 weeks. I recommend you go away for 2 weeks, but if you only have a week, that's fine. Make your list ahead of time and decompress before you get the vacation, not after.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take you a couple of 3 days to get into the groove or to get into the mindset. But we were here on Sunday and we were already ready to roll.
Well, I like to, for me, if it's like a resting, rejuvenating vacation, like that's what this is for us, and writing vacation, like I like to go somewhere I have already been so that my sense of exploration is potentially less. Like I don't need to go and like see what's in the area. I already know what's in the area. So now I get to just go to the places that I want to go to. And like this was a very planned, intentional trip. And down to like what our view would be, because when I wake up and drink coffee after I play tennis, like I want to see the water.
You know, it's so interesting. Where do we want to eat? We're talking in the car yesterday, and Gabrielle goes, "Want to go to the barbecue place?" Okay, fine. But we're familiar with the place enough to know. Yeah, we're familiar with the place enough to know that these are the places where we want to visit. These are the places where we want to eat, and I think even more important. I think that this is, it's relaxing because we already know what's next.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, what vacation, okay, pop it in there. Like, do you have your next vacation planned? I want to know. And if you do, where are you going and why? Okay? Do you have your next vacation planned? Yes or no? No sort of sucks. Don't you want to look forward to something?
Exactly, yeah.
And then, like, I always have to look forward to something.
And don't just give me a bunch of bullshit. Tell me what plane you've booked.
You know, no, and then, like, where are you going?
Where are you driving?
Why? Yeah. Okay, so we've got Zoe here from the UK. What's going on? Cool. I love it.
No, it's Zowie.
It's Zoe.
No, it's Zowie.
No. It's pronounced Zoe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so by the way, Brian, the whole tour is now going to be virtual. There's no tickets in any cities. When you buy a ticket, you get to see me live online. We're setting up a broadcast studio inside of our studio, which you've been in, and you'll be able to experience the process interactively, and you'll be able to ask questions because we're going to do a bunch of questions afterwards. Anybody can ask anything. Everything will be recorded. And you will have full access to the full recording forever.
Yeah, it's really...
It's pretty cool.
Amazing. And eventually there'll be, like, workbooks and other sheets of material, like what do they call it? Ancillary? Whatever. Yeah. Stuff that goes along with his virtual seminar so that you can amplify your own work. It's
okay,
really
so I want to talk about one thing here that's going on. Your sales manager, this one woman has a sales manager with a foot up her ass. And that's typical.
Oh, where's that? Was that in here?
No, back down. Back. Come down. No, other way.
Right my there. Manager always do more sales every time. Oh, my manager's always asking do more sales every time, increasing sales targets. How should I overcome on this?
Well, the easiest way to do it is double her expectations. And she's going to say, how did you do that? And then you say, it's available for sale. And you charge your sales manager for the information because you blew your quota away. And if you attend my live seminars, I promise you, I'll be giving you those answers.
Yeah, for sure. And here's the crazy thing. Like, A sales manager should never do that. You get a quota. It's either an annual quota, a quarterly quota, whatever. But they shouldn't be, like, increasing your sales every single time you hit it. Like, that's crazy town. So,
now,
like,
your manager is paid based on your production, and he or she is a greedy bastard and wants more money. And rather than help you, this is what I would do. Book 2 appointments a week with your manager to go with you to help make sales. That'll keep her busy and shut her the hell up.
Yes, Ruben, you will have access to Jeffrey's program that's being released shortly forever. Yeah. If you're interested in it, please write in here, secret formula. So I know you want the secret formula.
Or get me deals and make it snappy.
Yes, that was regarding your request. And Adam says, oh, is Adam's thing, I don't know. But Adam says, it's amazing how problems at work that seem impossible to overcome are so easily solved when you slow your brain down and take a vacation.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you know what? Like,
I need to make more sales, boss, so I'm going to take a vacation.
A vacation is great.
That's great. Now, I don't think, like, you're going to go for it that way, but it's funny.
Depending on what you do, we'll put you in the creative flow. But, like, there are so many ways to do this at home. During the majority of the year, you're not spent taking a vacation. So how do you make that time at home feel like you're on vacation? And it begins with stuff like meditation. It begins with stuff like visualization and affirmations and setting your brain on the right tone, putting it in the right space, in the right headspace, not literally like the program headspace, but creating the right bubble around your head so that your mind is thinking positive and your mind is in the flow state so that it can get you where you need to go. Secret formula. I love that.
Cool. So there's people joining us now from all over the world, which is pretty damn cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few hundred of you joined the live one, but thousands joined the downloaded one or the one that we put up online. And I want to try to give as much information as I can so that when people who are in Europe to take a month, or people, the rest of the world takes a month off. We take like a week, and it's kind of, or 2 weeks.
If you're from Australia, you take like a lot of time.
You don't go to work.
It takes you a month just to get somewhere.
That's true. And you run into a bunch of kangaroos on the way.
No.
But this is my challenge to you. It is now the mental time. It's the soft time of the year if you're in this hemisphere, where it's summertime. If you're in Australia, it's winter. But I think that you're looking at it from the perspective of, I'm going to take a break, and you're going to go, I got to get away from this. No, you don't get away from it. What you want to do is capitalize on it. Don't be the person that goes on vacation, spends 2 weeks in a stupor, and comes back and says, I need a vacation from my vacation.
I hate that. I need a vacation from my vacation. That's bullshit.
Right.
Okay? You went away to achieve one thing, being away, and then you come back and you're like, oh, shit. Now I need a vacation.
Yeah, I want to go away. So I'm asking you to take advantage.
By the way, did you notice that only one person said yes, they have their next vacation booked? What's that about, people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jen's booked her vacations 5 years in advance. I know everywhere we're going. We're cruising down the Danube. We're going to Bali.
I am going to Bali next year in March.
Right. So
yes, it's booked.
So here's the deal, though. What are you doing to excite yourself to the next level? And I have always said in every one of my seminars, what's on your bucket list? And how many of you have tickets booked there? And fucking nobody.
So I want to talk about this because I think that so many of you are thinking right now something like, well, I'll book it when I can afford it, or it's too expensive, I can't afford it right now. Or, and tell me, like, thumbs up me or, like, put in the comments, like, if you're agreeing with me. Like, it's a thing about finances or, like Nada said, like, being too busy. Like, you're making all these excuses. And so I want you to start asking yourself better questions. Like, if you're actually, let's say, I'm not picking on anyone, but let's say.
Let's say your name is Glenn.
No. Let's say you're thinking, I can't afford that right now, or it's too expensive to book my next trip.
Right.
Okay. Well, what you're telling yourself subconsciously and all the universe hears is, it's too expensive. Okay. So why don't you say, I'm going to figure out a way to book this. I'm going to figure out a way to make it happen. And I'm going to go create the money I need to make it happen. Or ask yourself a question like, how? what do I need to do? Go put on your dream, on your vision board, some amazing dream place that you want to go to. Look at it every day for the next couple of weeks, and then start asking yourself, like, what do I need to do to make this happen? How can I get that one more sale? How can I get those 10 more sales? What is it going to take? Because I want to go there. I want to do that. And start asking yourself better questions rather than like telling yourself, oh no, I can't do that because it's too expensive.
The bottom line is, tell yourself where you're going to go, then tell yourself what you have to do in order to be able to make that happen, and then start to take those actions rather than the scaredy cat negative actions that are making your balls shrivel up and not put your money on the line. And like, I just say book the tickets.
And so, like, I'm not just telling you to do this. Like, I do this too. The Bali trip that we talked about is a personal development trip. It's with 11 other girls and this girl who I follow and love, and she's amazing. And it's expensive. It was not a cheap investment. It's an investment not just like in going to a cool place, but like investing in myself to grow. And so I literally thought about, okay, what do I need to do right now to start bringing in the income I need in order to afford an extra trip like this, in order to afford an extra investment in myself? Because that's how I look at it.
But here's this is the challenge, Jen.
Yeah.
You're going to be out there with a bunch of women, and they're all going to be exchanging ideas, and I'll bet you, you'll return with enough ideas to have quadrupled the amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
That you're,
yeah. I totally agree with that, and I'm not questioning that. But I still want to make it ahead of time so that I don't feel like this debt or this burden, you know, of like, well, how, like, when I get there that, like, I can't, you know, go to a nice meal or whatever, right? And so
we have to split the check to see if you get the iced tea.
Yeah, no, thank you. So like what I'm saying is, like, what you need to do is figure out, okay, I'm doing this now. How can I make that happen? And once you get that mindset and change your money mindset, we're gonna have Chris Harder on the show, and he talks about money mindset in such an amazing way. And once you get that change in your money mindset, everything will change for you.
So people have booked trips to Hawaii. People have booked trips to Portugal.
Portugal, cool.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Now creating the money so that it's paid for months. Yes, that's freaking phenomenal.
Right.
I love that.
And
the
direct
that's
message
how
to
do it.
Eric Bam is, I've heard the uglier the father, the prettier the daughter. Eric just gave birth to, well, he didn't, his wife.
Congratulations,
did.
Eric. I didn't know you could do that as a man.
A gorgeous baby girl. Who is in his Instagram like every other day. Which
really?
Is totally, yeah, totally.
Oh, that's so cool. Congrats.
Nothing like a daughter.
Congrats.
Nothing
that's awesome.
Like a daughter, and you know it.
Nada said there's a rumor out there that I only packed half a suitcase.
Yeah, that's true. We have limited space in our car, in the trunk, and I said, we're going on vacation for like 6 or 7 days. I said, you have half a suitcase. I have my half's already packed.
He did give me the bigger half.
Yeah.
And I go, well, where should I put my shoes? And he goes, I don't know. I didn't bring shoes. I was like, what?
The deal is, if you're a girl, you pack extra shit. I mean, that's your life.
Yeah, you didn't let me, though.
And I've been girly my whole travel life. Mm-hmm. I pack for choice, not to wear the blue thing on Tuesday. And so I had extra clothes myself, but you're at the beach.
Yeah.
What do you need? Shorts?
Oh, man.
Oh, let me put
an
extra pair of shorts in because I'm going to be wearing shorts. And I think that's the...
This is just a laid-back convo with us today, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to be heading out of here soon, but we wanted to make sure to come on, say hey, let you know what's going on in our world, answer some of your questions. And we'll be back to our more formal, regularly scheduled programming next Monday.
Yep. And I would say this, that if you're from somewhere around the world, stick in where you're from so we can give you a greeting in your language
Albania.
Next time.
Albania. That's awesome. Hey,
oh, my
Harry.
God, I know. This is it's unbelievable. Thank you very kindly. I agree with Eric that you have to stop devaluing yourself. Mm-hmm. The more you value yourself, not as a person... The more you value yourself as a person, not as a salesperson, the easier it's going to be for you to overcome the sales values that you need to implement.
Oh, yeah.
The more valuable you become as a person, the more valuable you'll become as a dad or as a mom or as a salesperson. Just build that value for yourself. Go out and buy the little gold book of Yes Attitude, and you'll realize that attitude is selfish, and you need to give it to yourself as often as you possibly can.
That's right.
All right, we've got Danny from Utah and Kenneth from Venezuela. This is so awesome.
Yeah, thank you for joining today.
All right, guys, until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gitomer. I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something on vacation, even if your ass falls off.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.